JMR, Just Measures Radio, is on the air.
All systems go.
Path has led you to the Tinker's Shop here on Just Measures Radio. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out, who's black? Tell them I ain't coming back. Turn the land and all the sea. You can't take the sky from me. I can be since I found serenity. You can't take the sky from me.
Yes. Good evening, my friends. Good evening. Here we are again, Saturday night, 9 o'clock Central, and we're on JMR. So I guess we can say same time, same place. Welcome to all who are listening. You know, for, let's see here, I suppose I should do the standard intro here, saying, you know, thank you everybody for joining me here in the Tinker's Shop on Just Measures Radio. And hello to everyone in the chat room. Hello to everyone who is listening in the future in the podcasts or in the archives. So, there, we got that out of the way. And, yes, good evening, Concrete and Mini Minpin, Elderberry. Hey, great to see you back. See, I know you were having problems there for a while getting into the chat room. And Mini and Pumpkin, and Anon. And I'm sure we'll have other people wandering on in as the evening progresses. Oh, yes. So, well, as you all probably heard, last night I put a note in the chat room, and then I had She Who Must Be Obeyed give you guys an update. I ended up taking Nugget, Jake, over to Tinkerbell, and I had took him up here to the hospital here in Ripon yesterday evening about 7:30, and by about 9 o'clock, they decided, well, no, we need to have you take him over to the ER over at Fond du Lac, because he did a, shall we say, a real good job on his left arm. He and a neighborhood boy, they were out on the neighborhood, the neighbor's trampoline, and they decided they were going to try doing some WWE moves, and unfortunately Jake ended up on the bottom and the other kid slipped and fell on him and snapped his arm slick as frog's knot. Yep. So it was quite an interesting evening. It was after midnight when we got home. And he's going to be wearing a cast probably for about 6 to 8 weeks. He's like his grandpa. If he does something, he does it upright, I guess. So, and he won't be in the chat room tonight here. He went upstairs probably about an hour ago now. He was going to have his mom adjust his sling. And he laid down on his bed there. He thought, well, I'll just rest for a minute. Well, out he went, out like a light. So, he's getting some much needed rest. We'll put it that way. So anyway, so that, like I said, that's my boy. He's a good kid. Heck, yesterday afternoon before that all transpired, he actually was out helping me with our gardens, and he managed to shovel out about a quarter of a trailer load of compost for me. So he was he had a full day yesterday. So anyway, well, let's see here. Oh, tell you what, before we get started here, I'm just, like I said, I'm in kind of a mood tonight. I've just been, it's been a long day, and so before we get going back on the dry sausages, I am going to, well, I'm going to put one in here just simply because I want to. Eric Clapton had done a special show, a few years back now, after George Harrison died, and yeah, I was listening to this one earlier today when I was taking a break, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to play it tonight. So, enjoy while my guitar gently weeps. Nobody told you. said, this particular one was done at kind of a memorial for George Harrison. Oh, yes. And, yeah, Punkin, today has been kind of a tough day between yesterday and today. So, yeah, tonight I was just like, well, actually, to be truthful, last night I was almost ready at the point, well, before Jake, you know, crunched himself up, I was just like, oh, I'm wiped. And, yeah, so, well, it's a whole nother story. But, so, yeah, but today, today has been a long day, too, you know, with Jake kind of meandering around, kind of, you know, we'll just say politely he was complaining. Yeah, I can't believe I broke my arm. So, what can you say? But, hey, he's feeling good enough to complain about it, so that's, he's a good guy. And today I've had a busy day, too. Today I felt like the little red hen. I was out, busy planting more stuff in the garden. So I'm up to, let's see, what is it? I did another 33 hills of potatoes today of Adirondack Blues. Did, what was it? Oh, about 65 hills of sweet corn, whole bunch of shell peas, put them in. Bunch of peaches and cream sweet corn, and see, was it 27 different tomato plants, and let's see, what else was there? Oh yeah, I got 42 tobacco plants transplanted out into the garden as well. So it was a very busy day. So, well, let's tell you what here. I suppose I should probably go ahead here and drop the link here in the chat room, as always. So, if I get this pasting here properly, there we go. Yep, so I went ahead and put the link here through the chat room in. You know, www.arlen-tower.com/tinkers_shop. With a capital T on Tinkers. I'd gone ahead last week and promised I was going to go ahead and finish up with the, you know, the dry sausages. So I suppose I should probably proceed to do that. And once I run out of stuff here, then we'll just go ahead and go back to some more nice and mellow music. So, let's see here. I'm trying to remember where we left off. Did talk about Brötchen, which is a hard German roll, last week. So if we scroll down the page, and after that section, there's a part here on the Landjäger. This is actually a... Oh, how best to describe it? It's a dry sausage that, well, hunters used to take it along with them when they'd go hunting. People who were off, you know, hiking in the woods and whatnot, Germany also, they would take it along as well. It's basically kind of, I guess you could say, the German substitute for, you know, beef jerky. And it's a rather, shall we say, unique type of a sausage. If you ever run across any of them, I don't know, it's might be mainly found here in the northern part of the country. I've seen them elsewhere also, but you don't see them real often. But they look like a beef stick or like a coarsely ground hot dog that somebody sat on. But that's, you know, part of the design with them. The way Landjägers are done is once the meat filling is put into the casing. It's not stuffed in super tight. And what they do is they actually either put it on a board, you know, and lay them out on there, set another board on, and, you know, depending on how many they got, you know, they can stack them up a ways. But once they get them laid on a board, another board on top, and stacked up, they weight it, yeah, with a good heavy weight for, you know, 2 or 3 days, which has a tendency of flattening the sausages somewhat. And I actually do have a thing that's off way down near the bottom of the page where a person actually has built a form to, you know, help shape the Landjägers. Part of the reason for this squaring up of the Landjägers like this is when they're hung to dry, you know, they're a dry sausage, just like the original pepperoni one I had here on this page. They have a cure on them, which basically preserves the meat and makes sure you don't get any botulism or anything started in it. And this, the shape of it actually helps it dry quicker. And, you know, it gets to the point with Landjägers, you actually have to watch how long you dry them, because if you dry them too long, then they get actually pretty tough. Get pretty dried out, and it's like trying to chew on a chunk of beef jerky, you know, all at once. So, with that said, I suppose I should go ahead and start talking about this a little bit, because if I don't, the whole evening will be gone with me nattering on about many other things, and I won't get anything accomplished here. So, Landjäger. And up here at the top, I've got, you know, a picture of some Landjägers that, you know, are ready to go. And again, you know, I've got the, basically got the ingredients left side and the steps to produce them on the right. And again, these are all here so you can kind of get a feel for what's done with these. And so with these here, this particular one, the first one, it's again 70-30 between pork and beef. You know, you use a somewhat fatty pork and a lean beef. And this here is the one that'll make a little over 2 pounds to start with. You know, 1,000 grams, 2.2 pounds. About 5 teaspoons of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of cure number 2. Like I said, there's a difference between the different cures. Cure number 1 is for a fresh sausage that you're going to be probably smoking or boiling in a short period of time. Cure number 2 actually is for a sausage that's going to be stored for a longer period of time, and quite often they're dried. It also uses a little bit of dextrose or glucose, you know, in other words, sugar, you know, a small amount that helps with the fermentation. Pepper, you know, usually it's either black or white pepper, you know, ground fine. A little bit of cumin, a teaspoon of that, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, and then this last thing here is T-SPX culture, and that is actually, how best to describe it? The culture is actually related to, like yogurt type of thing. I wouldn't advise using yogurt unless you absolutely have to. But this culture works with the sugar and, you know, the juices and the meats and whatnot. And the culture, when it gets going, it produces its own lactic acid. And that gives it, you know, a little bit more of a bite, you know, a little bit of a kind of a sharp flavor. But also the lactic acid combined with the cure number 2 helps preserve the meat. The lactic acid being, you know, acidic helps protect the meat until the Cure gets going really well on it, because most bacteria don't thrive in an acidic environment. It's the same principle as with preserving sauerkraut or making yogurt. Same thing. It's the lactic acid helps with the preservation. Okay, so I'll go ahead here and just kind of run through the instructions here quick. Now you grind your pork through a 3/16 plate, and the beef gets ground through a 1/8 inch plate. You know, a finer grind. It just basically helps to, when you mix it, the beef acts more as a binder for the pork. And again, like I said with you, when you're stuffing these links, you know, I have here, you know, you stuff it loosely, you know, about 80%, in other words, so it's kind of a, feels like kind of a loose and not really well packed sausage. That's how you want it. And you know, this particular recipe called for a 32 to 36 millimeter hog casing. Again, you can use, you know, the collagen casings, which is a man-made casing. You make the links about 8 inches long, and they can actually be shorter. I've seen them as short as 6 inches. And you know, basically, you know, when you're running the long the tube out, you know, you get it to a length about where you think is the most you can handle. You tie it off, and then go ahead and twist your links in there. And once you have they're all twisted like this, you go ahead and, you know, like I said, you put it between some boards, and put some weight on the top, and, you know, flatten the sausage out. And once they're flattened, you know, it'll take probably maybe a day or two. At that point, then you move it to, well, here they say fermentation room. You can hang it in a, say you have a smoker outside that you're going to be smoking stuff in. You can hang it in there. If you have a refrigerator that's not real cold, you can hang them in there as well. And, you know, this allows them to ferment. And, let's see, did I goof this up here? Okay, no, I didn't. You know, we have the fermentation room. Like I said, it can be, you know, refrigerator, you know, smokehouse, whatever. And again, you ferment it for about 72 hours, you know, with a high humidity. Once you get that done, you remove the boards, you wipe them off, you know, because there's going to be a little bit of juice coming through, put it that way. Okay, and then you dry it at room temperature. So what you do is, again, you can take and, you know, take a cord and loop it between, you know, every two or three links or whatever. Or if you have them, which are really nice, is smoke sticks. You know, like the rods you'd use for in a smoker. You just hang them over there and, you know, keep them up out of the way and just let them air dry. Once the casings are dry, you can go ahead and cold smoke them for a bit. And that also helps prevent mold. And once it's done smoking, again, you dry it, you know, basically air temperature. And, you know, like it says here, 6 weeks, you should get a shrinkage on it. Of about 30%, and then once it's all done, you can store the Landjägers in a refrigerator, or if they're nice and dry, you can, you know, keep a few out into in a container or whatever, or you can even vacuum seal them and pop them in a freezer. So, okay, And what do we got? Oh, gee whiz. We're down here at 9:30 already, almost. Tell you what, why don't I do this before I start on the next one, the Canadian version of Landjager. I think I should probably go ahead here and throw a commercial in here. Just so, let's see here, how to put it. Just so I'm sticking with the program. So, we'll be right back in, about a minute and a half.
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me.
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times? The tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me.
Please join us here on Just Measures Radio Network for the Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday. It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
Okay, well, we've taken care of the obligation here to do our station ID here at the half hour, and ready to roll again. Okay, so... Well, like I said, you know, the next one here I had here is a Canadian version of the Landjager. And, again, this is, you know, instructions are quite similar to the other one, but, again, there's a few differences. And, again, this uses, you know, 75-25 for beef versus pork. And, again, this one here, I just didn't have the energy today to go through and translate the gram weights to standard U.S. measurements. I'll have to do that one of these days. But again, for you know, per pound, per 2.2 pounds worth, this says here, you know, to use 20 grams of an all-purpose curing salt. Again, they were probably referring to using something like Morton's Tender Quick, but I would say you probably would rather be better off using, cure number two. Again, 3 grams of white pepper, 6 grams of corn syrup solids. Again, corn syrup solids, it's basically, you know, sugar. And 1 gram of ground caraway seeds. And again, it was, again, coarsely grind the meat. Add your salt and your spices and mix it by hand. Again, just get down in there and just mush it all together. Now this next step here is one that's just, it's a little different than the previous one. Yeah, I have here, add 2 ounces of lemon heart rum and mix in well. And with this lemon heart rum, this is what gives it its unique flavor. You know, they suggested using a good-sized handful of juniper berries, and you soak those berries for 2 or 3 weeks in the rum. And let's see, it was a 4.73 milliliter bottle, so that's what probably about the size of a good-sized Coke bottle. A half a liter bottle. And there are a lot of the European forms of dried sausage that actually do use juniper berries. So this is actually a good addition. You know, it gives it a nice flavor. You don't. You just use the liquid. You don't throw the juniper berries in here, by the way. And again, once you've mixed the the 2 ounces of alcoholic beverage with the juniper berries soaked in it to the your meat and spices, you run it through a fine plate again, and then you pack it into your stuffer. And again, this one here, they suggested using 29 to 32 millimeter casings. You know, slightly smaller, but, you know, it's a case of, the size that you feel comfortable with. And again, they note, do not pack too tightly, because you need to press these things out. And again, once you get your length that you can feel comfortable to work with, twist it into lengths 5 to 6 inches long. Put it on your drying sticks. You hang it, and in this case, you just say hang it in the closet. The next day, you put the sausage into a Landjager plywood press. And again, this case here, it's just you don't even cut them out. You just kind of snake them back and forth across. You put another board on the top, and until you get all of them done up. And here they suggest using 6 concrete blocks, which is a darn heavy weight on top. But that really, again, like I said, it squishes it out pretty good. You leave it set for a day in the form. And 20 degrees centigrade, I believe that's probably fairly close to regular room temperature. You smoke it for a day, if you can manage to do a whole day in a cold smoker, and then hang it in the closet to dry for one or two or more days. Well, you're probably going to want to dry it for longer than that, but that's basically it. You dry them until you feel they're about right. If they have a 30% weight loss in the drying process, you're right on target with it. And again, when you're through, with your press, whether it be a pre-made one like is shown in the photo below, or if you're just using smooth boards, clean them up, wash them off, and put it away. Okay, so that kind of basically does it up for the two recipes I had for Landjagers here, and a couple other things with Landjagers. A person can actually play with the spices in them somewhat, and it makes a good travel food. And I've had some in the past that I'm going to eventually duplicate the recipe, but that had a large quantity of finely ground onions mixed with it. It just was basically an onion Landjager. And a lot of them are just basically lean more towards a beef flavor. Or, if you have your, nutmeg or caraway or cumin, you can, like I said, you can play with the flavorings and eventually come up with something that you find that tastes the best to you. And so, let's see here. What the heck. I'll go ahead and do this part real quick. Then we can get into a little bit of music, and then I'll kind of give you a preview for upcoming weeks. And this is actually the pepperoni recipe that, on brain function, Pumpkin, that Pumpkin Cat had found for us. Because, again, it's always better to have more than one recipe for sausages, just for comparison's sake. And so then you can get more of a feel for what the spicing should be like. Okay, so this is from that other website, and I did actually reference it up here, further up the page. But this is a quick pepperoni. The other one that I'd given at the start on this page was one where you literally hang it for several weeks in, you know, open air where it dries. This one is a quick pepperoni, so, you know, once you get through with it, you want to, you know, refrigerate it. So again, this particular one uses five pounds of ground beef, three teaspoons of liquid smoke. You know, and like it's noted here, you know, you can leave that out if you're going to smoke it yourself. Actually, a lot of times, even when I'm going to smoke some sausage, I'll usually throw, you know, a little bit of liquid smoke in just to, shall we say, help the flavor. And again, five teaspoons ground black pepper, 5 teaspoons of mustard seed. Yeah, I would say probably would want to grind that too as pepper. 4 teaspoons of crushed fennel, 3 teaspoons of crushed red pepper. And again, if a person is allergic to pepper, some people are, you can always substitute a white pepper, you know, which is nothing more than a black pepper that's had the black husk removed. Okay, let's see, 3 teaspoons of garlic powder, 2 teaspoons of paprika, and you can actually, again, if you want, you can always up the paprika. It gives it a nice red color like you want to have. A couple teaspoons of sugar, and 5 teaspoons of Morton's Tender Quick. And again, it's basically the same sort of method as most of the other sausages. Combine all the dry ingredients in a bowl. Then you mix the ground beef and the spices. And you put it in the refrigerator to cure. And, you know, for the flavors to meld for, you know, 2 to 3 days, you know, 48 to 72 hours. After it's been in the refrigerator for the time, you just need to use one of the two methods that I've got below here for making your pepperoni. And, you know, as you know, I have it here. First option is the traditional way. Actually, it's the recipe above. I left it on, had it in error. But you just stuff it into the hog casings, and after you stuff it, you'll need to smoke and dry the pepperoni in your smoker. That's one way. The other way is to, the quick and easy way, you just, follow the recipe and let stuff sit in the refrigerator. After that, you form the homemade pepperoni into logs, you know, by hand, put it on a bread rack or cooling rack, put it in the oven on a baking sheet at about 200 degrees for 8 hours. So that's basically that. So let me just take a quick peek here into the chat room. And I just wanted to make sure that there weren't any specific questions for anything I had missed. And okay, it looks like there was no specific questions on that. Like I said, this is kind of a roundup, I guess, on the sausage making. Okay, so now what should we do? I should probably do a little bit of a nice music here, so. Oh. Well, tell you what, I'm going to do one little. Well, here we go. ZZ Top. So, enjoy, and I'll be back shortly.
If not spontaneous. Well, this is a a very special moment for me. You know, every once in a while the stars align and then something really cool and something really great happens. And that's just about to happen right here. First of all, I just want to tell you that we're bringing out a special gentleman, so that's what I'm doing. I'm talking about that fellow without telling you who it is. In the annals of Texas blues guitar, this guy is at the top of the list. And probably way more important to me that there are, I know hundreds of people in showbiz and music and all that, and a very few of them have my ultimate respect, and this guy certainly has that. And I think you probably feel the same way. He and his group have sold millions and millions and millions of records all over the world. And he's known all over the world, and in fact, he's nationwide. It is my very great honor to bring out the Reverend, Mr. Billy F. Gibbons. Come on, Billy!
Standing out there in the back, you got to give it up to this fine band backing up John. So I had a chance to come in early. I saw a couple extra tour buses in the back. Turns out to be, this man right here. I said, what are we going to do? He said, we're going to go ahead and try and tear this house down. The night wouldn't be complete if we didn't try a shot at this one. We're going to give it hell right now. Yeah.
I couldn't resist. I had to, like I commented in the chat room, I'd gotten a couple comments last night from over there and from the one of the doctors. Actually, it wasn't a doctor. It was one of the male nurses who was helping out getting Nugget squared away. Yeah, he was like, he was joking about, yeah, Conk, he was giving me a hard time about my bald head, too. And but Jake was coming, and he said, hey, you look kind of like Grandpa, except you don't have a beard. So, anyway, so, yeah, so it's ZZ Top just felt like something today, just to, needed something a little bit more to enliven me slightly. So, oops, someone heading on out. Oh, okay, looks like not a sheep's leaving. So, well, sleep good, man. You know, it's been a long week. So, okay, well, let's see here. I did say that I was after I'd said that before. I'd give you a little bit more of an update. Yeah, I could probably, you know, do a little bit more digging around and probably get a little bit more detailed stuff on, more on sausage making, but that might take me a little time to do, so. But next week, I think I might just get into a little bit on various homemade breads, you know, because I did hit the German Brötchen last week, and that's a real good type of a roll or a bread. Again, they're meant for, you know, for traveling. You know, they're a hard crust, so they stay inside, they stay nice and moist. And there's other breads that we can kind of go through as well. Okay, so, well, let's see here. Well, we're rolling on up here towards the top of the hour, but actually, I did have a whole pile of music that I could possibly be playing tonight. And I dropped a whole bunch of it into the queue, so I don't know. I'm kind of, like I said, I was kind of wiped out today. It's been a long day. You know, long day in the garden, plus we had a a very late night last night, so. So, let's see here. Well, tell you what, since I've been doing pretty much raucous music tonight, why don't I do this? I'll play a few more of these going up to the top of the hour, and then I might do, say, maybe about a half hour of some stuff that's a little bit more mellow. So, here we go. A little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
This is a brand new number. It's going to be out on a new album. Be out in September. It's called That Smell. Let's get out of brand new car.
they comment in the chat room. I'm going to probably just go ahead and continue on for a bit of time, but I should probably go ahead here and just, drop us a commercial in here again for the top of the hour, and then we'll continue on. So hang in there.
2 years ago, I uttered the phrase too late as a warning that silver and gold prices would soon skyrocket, and thus they have this year. With our current financial predicament, you might want to consider someone who supplies silver American Eagles and other precious metals, a family dealer up in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Just Measures Coin Shop. Call Bobby at 812-305-7091 or click on the link at my homepage at johngaultfla.com.
Wow, that one ended up quick. Okay, so like I said, I'm just gonna go ahead and continue on here for a while tonight. I just, like I've said before, when I get here on the air and get here in the chat room and get talking with people, and when I get yapping away, I sometimes get a little bit more re-energized, so, which is a good thing, because, like we said, it's been a heck of a week. So, and been busy trying to, get things working. So, well, now if my machine here would cooperate, there we go. So, probably going to do a little bit, a little bit more mellow stuff here for a while. I could probably dig out some more raucous stuff, but, feels like it's time for a little bit of mellow. Here we go. Apples in Wisconsin.
Thank you.
I said, I just needed to put something else that was a little bit more mellow here. So, oh, such a week. Yeah, as a matter of fact, tomorrow night I'm going to have to try asking Chuck on, you know, with the Betty Shack there, that just to ask him what he's seeing and hearing, because it's with the news and whatnot, with that what was it? They had a third confirmed case now of the MERS virus, you know, the one that it's really difficult to catch, you know. this guy, I guess, was shook hands and saw this person a couple times that had the other case, and you know, now he's come down with it. So, oh yeah, I could really get onto a political rant tonight, but I'm not going to do that. I am going to behave myself and just, well, basically play stuff just to give everybody a nice mellow Saturday evening. So, well, let's go visit Turtle Island. how to put it? I don't know how many people know. I know Conk knows. I know Mom knows. Possibly a couple other people. They know what Turtle Island is, but yeah, that's what song I'm going to be playing. So, but anyway. Yes, Turtle Island. That's many of the First Nations had the concept that the Earth as we know it is on the back of the turtle swimming on the ocean of the void. So, again, hopefully you enjoy this. Tribute to Mother Earth, I guess. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's just, it's been quite a week, and, you know, what with the news and whatnot, and I don't know. Ah, what the heck, I'm going to get a little bit here. A little bit, political or whatever. You know, a lot of this stuff that's been coming out, you know, it's, a lot of people have been saying, oh, this looks like they're, with the BLM and all these other places, they're, you know, like they're really pushing for Agenda 21. And I don't know. That whole business. Oh, you know, thoughts that kind of run through the brain. Again, it kind of goes back to one of the eye doctors I saw. You know, he just basically says, hey, Wes, you need to embrace the suck, you know. You know, with the eyes, you know, learn to live with it and learn to work with it and, you know, take control of it. And one of the thoughts I'd had this week was like, you know, if they really are pushing, you know, really hard for this Agenda 21 stuff, you know, getting the rats packed into the cities, you know, those of us who stay outside, you know, it's an idea. Thought I had was, you know, maybe, well, let's see how to put it. Maybe those of us who, like Mother Earth, or the Earth Mother, or however you want to call it, Turtle Island, you know, if we like it as it is and don't want to see it despoiled, maybe we need to start thinking about how can we, shall we say, seize control of the whole Agenda 21 thing and turn it to our advantage. It's a thought. Heck, I've even thought about the possibility of going back to college. You know, I can do that. I've got the time now, and maybe I should start studying biology and maybe bacteriology. I don't know. So, that's probably about as much political as I better get. So, I think I'm going to put another piece of music here from the Seven Nations in here. So, yes. It's called Kirk On.
All new again. Everything is wonderful. Every time you tell yourself this is the way that you should be. I know now why you never sleep at night. You never like to be alone. Still everything's alright. And I won't even know I missed you on the phone. And I won't even know you called. And I'll die, I'll cry. I won't even say goodbye. Still you say that I am so wonderful. I don't think it's beautiful when you say the sky is blue. Even when it's dark outside, still you say the sun will shine for you. I don't even know I missed you on the phone. I don't even know you called. And I'll die, I'll cry. I won't even say goodbye. Still you say that I am so wonderful. But heaven sends, heaven blast. I'm not even second best. Still you say that I am so wonderful. Well, everything is wonderful. Beautiful is everything in your pretty eyes. Everything is wonderful. And beautiful is everything. And I'll die, I'll cry. I won't even say goodbye. Still you say that I am so wonderful. Heaven sent, heaven blessed. I'm not even second best. Still you say that I am so wonderful. So wonderful and beautiful. You're wonderful and beautiful. He's wonderful and beautiful. You're wonderful, so wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I figured it was probably time to start having, you know, a little bit more mellow stuff, so I'll try this one out next. It's called Lewis Reel. It's by Scrooge McDuck.
Alone the streets at night, alone in my city with sweat on my brow. I walk now without haste nor fright, for the city streets, one of my hometown. I've lived here now for 22 years. My friends and my family, oh, they belong. My time again, it's reappears. For adventure, I now must be gone. And for the love of the song and the spirit free, for my family and history that came for me, I now must continue this legacy. And all through my heart must proceed. I now count the days and pennies I see. The quest, it not be known. I think about the time in my life I rave, and for the love of the song I go, and for the love of the song and the spirit free, for my family and history that came for me, I now must continue this legacy, and I'll do my work else to see. I'll drink mine for you, for now and the time I am gone. Reasons one leaves seldom are few, so to you all now sing the song. And for the love of the song and the spirit free, for my family and history that came for me, I now must continue this legacy, and I'll do my part across the sea. And for the love of the song and the spirit free, for my family and history that came before me, I now must continue this legacy, and I'll do my part to succeed.
Type of stuff that's more shall we say it, more towards the type of the good music to kind of relax with, and I'll get back to the kind of like to get back to the land and to enjoy things. Now let's listen to a little Heather Alexander here. Heather on the Moor.
I rose up on a brightly moor, so calm and clear was the weather. Chance are on some miles from home, among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. Chance are on some miles from home, among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor. As I roved along with me hunting song, and me heart as light as any feather, I met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping in the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather, met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping in the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Where are you going, really pretty fair maid? Come here, Lord Day, and I'll tell me whether I'd modest me. She answered me to the feet and of me lands together, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and I'm on the heather, right modestly. She answered me to the feet and of me lands together, and it's heather on the moor. I come from far beyond the hill, to fetch the land astray from tether. But I think I'll stay a while to stay and take me time among the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. Think I'll stay a while to stay and take me time among the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Well, we both shook hands and there we sat, for it being the finest day in summer. And we sat till the red setting things of the sun came sparkling down upon the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. Sat till the red setting things of the sun came sparkling down upon the heather, and it's heather on the moor. I must be gone before it stops, and take the little one with the others. But I'm loath to part, and you is love. I long to depart, and mother's on the tether on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and I'm on the heather. And I'm loath to part, and you is love. I long to depart, and mother's on the tether on the moor. And away she goes, the place and name I know not either. But if I was king, I'd make her queen, the last I met among the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. If I was king, I'd make her queen, the last I met among the heather, and it's heather on the moor.
It's nice, nice music, you know, time, stuff to kind of to relax by. Well, let's do a little bit here. You know, since spring has pretty well arrived throughout the country, I think it's a little bit for a little bit of a thing for a spring song.
To all living things, praise. joy that she brings. Praise to the earth and all the creatures now sing. Hope is renewed with the coming of spring. Darkness and the wise grown within. Return to the maiden and creation begin. It's a time for things growing, a time now for flowing, time now for sowing the seeds of your dream. So praise to the spring, praise to all things. Praise to the maiden and the joy that she brings. Praise to the earth that all the creatures now sing. Hope is renewed with the coming of the spring. The heart fires are stirring with the new life returning. It's time now for learning what rebirth truly means. And all the fairies and elves, may we dance and ring bells for the coming of the spring. So praise to the spring, praise to all the living things, praise to the maiden and the joy that she brings, praise to the earth that all the creatures now sing. Hope is renewed with the coming of spring. So open your heart to nature's wondrous art. It's time now to start the healing of the green. Young rabbits abound, and there's flowers all around. The air is filled with the sound of the coming of the spring. So praise to the spring, praise to all living things, praise to the maiden and the joy that she brings, praise to the earth and all the creatures now sing. Hope is renewed with the coming of the spring.
Live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
I've got a little bit of energy left here in me yet, and so we'll go ahead and take it up to the top of the hour. So let's have a little Ragged-Tangled Gypsies here.
Three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and a boldy, oh. And the one sang high and the other sang low. And the other sang a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Oh, it was upstairs, downstairs the lady went. Put on her suit of leather, oh. And there was a cry from around the door. She's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. It was late that night when the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, oh. And the servant girl, she says to the Lord, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. A little saddle for me, my milk white steed, my big horse is not speedy, oh. And I'll ride till I sink in the bride, oh, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. He rode east, he rode west, he rode north and south, oh, until he came to a wide open plain. It was there that he spied his lady, oh. Tell me, how could you leave a goose feather bed with your blanket strewn so comely, oh? And how could you leave your only wedded lord all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh? Why do I watch their eye from my goose feather bed, my blanket strewn so comely, oh? Tonight I lie in a wine on the field with the arms of the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Tell me, how could you leave your house and your land? How could you leave your money, oh? And how could you leave your only wedded lord all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh? What a wonder I for my house and my land. What care I for my money, oh? I'd rather have a kiss from the yellow gypsy lips on my way with the raggle-taggle gypsy,
near to Banbridge town in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet calling and I smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself to make sure I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet calling that I met in the county town. No maid I've seen like the sweet calling that I met in the county town. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's that maid with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me, said he, she's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rose McGann from the banks of the Bann, the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. Well, I've been round a bit, but I kept my wits when my roving days began. But fair and square I surrendered there to the charms of Rose McGann. I'd a heart to let no tenant yet had I met in coat or gown. But in she went, and I asked no rent from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen but the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. No maid I've seen but the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair we'll be surely there, so we'll dress in our Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right, for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll kick, my flowers in frosty brown, but a smile and bright by my own fireside is the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town.
Look for my love left to cry one.
One pleasant evening in the month of June, as I was sitting with my glass and spoon, a small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the jug of punch. Tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay, tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay. A small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the jug of punch. What more devotion can a man desire than to sit him down by an alehouse fire? Upon his knee a pretty wench, a hand on the table, a jug of punch. Tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay, tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay. Upon his knee a pretty wench, on the table a jug of punch. Let the doctors come with all their art, they'll make no impression upon my heart. Even the cripple forgets his punch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
And when they
snuck
outside of a jug of punch.
And if I get drunk, oh well, the money's me own.
And
them don't like me, they can leave me alone. I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rattle me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go.
Lay me down in my native meat with a jug of punch at my head. Just lay me down in my native meat with a jug of punch at my head and
feet. Well, that's a sentiment. Yeah. I don't know what happened with that one. Kind of lost one of the channels kind of there. So, oh well. Here's another one.
Thank you.
dancing where the lilies blow, found an island there below the island of Shamond. Willows white and aspens quiver, little breezes dusk and shiver. Four grey walls and four grey towers overlook a space of flowers, and the silent island embows the Lady of Shamond. Only a freak is weeping early in among the beaded.
Flashed into the crystal mirror.
walls, sitting in our trance, seeing all his own mischance. With a glassy countenance, she looked down and at the closing of the day, she loosed the chain down she lay. The brass-string were her father. Between